No word shall be impossible with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've been wondering for a month now how to accomplish what seems to some families the impossible. That our children, as they grow up, should not grow away from God and from His church. Once upon a time, there reigned a king in what would become Spain, Alfonso VIII of Castile. That he should grow up at all, much less a Catholic and a king, seemed impossible. But with God, no word is. Never forget the admonition of the great Archangel Gabriel. He was not pious by his nature, Alfonso wasn't, nor certainly by his upbringing. He inherited a throne when he was a baby of barely 8 months old, and his childhood was a nightmare of narrow escapes from the nobles who wanted to kill him, as they wanted to kill the baby Jesus, to take his kingdom for themselves. He had all the time to be one place or another. He had very little in the way of religious training. And in his turbulent teen years, he lived what one biographer calls very charitably a disorderly life. And he grew up fighting all the time with a ragtag army, the hopeless Reconquista, to reconquer Spain from the Muslims, and to reconquer his own lands from his rebellious nobles. At some point, it was going against him. He and his forces were beaten back into one of the few cities which was loyal to him. Somebody else was there, Saint Dominic, and he was preaching the rosary. In his sermon, Saint Dominic, that's a saint receiving the rosary from Our Lady, right in that statue. And there's a dog at his feet because that's his symbol, the dog with the torch. Saint Dominic was preaching the rosary, and he mentioned in passing about the promise Our Blessed Mother made for those who think about, meditate the mysteries as they say their beads. They will never be conquered by misfortune. He leaned forward. He wanted to hear this, and he called St. Dominic to the sacristy afterwards. Is it true? He asked. Nothing could be more true, St. Dominic answered. And Alfonso took a vow that day to pray the rosary every day, come what may. And he kept it on his knees daily. He got others to pray with him from the court, his servants, his officers. And he got his kingdom back, all of it, and more. Other graces. His wife was cured of blindness. And one of his daughters, he had a big family, was the Blessed Blanche of Castile, who was mother in turn to St. Louis, the great king of France, the grandson then of Alfonso of Castile. These kings got or kept a kingdom, and the kingdom of heaven as well, because no word ever shall be impossible with God. Now, I grant you the era of kings and of saints seems long departed from our turbulent times, but the rosary remains. What has become of it? Last Saturday afternoon, I asked Father McGuire to put up for me a couple of posters I had gotten for the rosary procession they were having yesterday in Kentucky. I thought seen those posters before, and they seemed to have the information about the procession and then a quote from a pope or two, and it seemed a good thing. But then the other day, I stopped by my own bulletin board and I took a look at it, and I was horrified to see that I had posted something that some Lenin called these people useful idiots. They mean well, but they promote the revolution. Some useful idiot had put a quote on there from John Paul II, the very man who attempted to revolutionize the rosary, as well as to pack the Catholic Church with all sorts of heresies. Yes, he tried to make a reformation of the rosary as they did to our Mass. You see, the rosary has 150 Hail Marys, because that is the number of psalms in the Bible, the Psalms of David, the backbone of the Church's divine office or public prayer. In saying your Hail Marys, you replace then the psalms. That's the whole idea of it. But he ruined it. And then he put in these vaguely Gnostic new mysteries of the rosary, mysteries of light, very New Age sounding. Well, I thought to myself, it had to come. First they took our churches, I mean the church building, and then they took the Catholic Church herself for the false edifice of a new religion. And then they took the papacy, and then they took the Mass and replaced it with a counterfeit. And now, last of all, the rosary, which has to be associated with their new religion. It is time for us to launch our own Reconquista. And in this, of course, we have a weapon which will really work. Of all of the things they have taken from us, these revolutionaries of Vatican II, which they now parade around in their new church as though, well, nothing was really changed, not really. Of all they have robbed, and I count in it a generation or two of Catholic youth, and how many priests, and how many religious, as well as the Mass itself, 40, that's a biblical number for you, 40 years ago this month, the valid Mass ceased in this country with the introduction of the new all-English canon of the Mass. Of all they've robbed from us, I'm glad they finally got around to getting the rosary. Because if they ever manage to get it right, that is to say, to meditate on the mysteries while saying they're Our Fathers and Hail Marys, if they get it right, they'll be gotten back. And they will be reconquered by the King of Kings. He who shall find me shall find life. No word shall be impossible with God. Did you read in the paper that the silent robber of Westchester was convicted this past week? He stole some money from a PNC branch in February. And the bank teller, they do this now, put a packet of bait money along with his take. And that enabled the police to track him. And he was apprehended very quickly at Union Center and 75. The bait money used to be kind of an exploding die. But now they track you, which is not at all surprising. But I'm thinking that whoever steals a rosary, as the modern church is using it to try to draw people into their one-world church, whoever steals a rosary is welcome to it, because each individual who prays the rosary, regardless of where he's going on Sunday, will be tracked by God's grace, and he'll be found and taken home to the kingdom. And here, dear friends, we have the solution for those who rob our rosary to use it outside the church. The solution, too, for those who once, when they were little, held the rosary dear and the faith it fortifies, but who have walked away from it all as they've maybe grown into a disorderly youth. If they said it once, if these other ones would start to say it now, sincerely, well, joining the thoughts of the mind to the mysteries, with the affections of the heart, and the words of Hail Mary and Our Father on their lips, the rosary, in a word, if only they will. You cannot change the rosary, newsflash for John Paul II, wherever he be right now. You cannot change the rosary, but the rosary can change you. It can chain you. So that when a young person wanders, he'll be tracked and never quite lost. Or any Catholic, be he ever so befuddled about baptism or the church or the Pope or the Mass, never mind. There is a blessed bait that these fish may swallow. And I say, let them gobble it up, because they'll be caught one day with a hook you just can't get out. What is the best way to assure that our children grow up keeping their Catholic faith? One priest wrote an article, this is what got me thinking about it in August. One priest wrote an article about a 19th century English Catholic mother, big family, many vocations there. She made a holy hour each day. But for most of you mothers, since there aren't any servants around anymore today, that might be a little impractical. But what about the whole family for a quarter of an hour keeping holy a rosary? I know a family where the children are taught for 15 minutes a day to make a little meditation. What about teaching your children with the help of pictures, little stories or quotes, to meditate on the 15 decades of the rosary, 5 decades a night in turn, your whole life long? Do this and remember, the saints have said, and more than one, it is morally impossible for children to go wrong when they have the chain of the rosary linking their family together. And as for those other children wandering from the Catholic Church, their rosaries will link them to the true one again in time. Turbulent times we live in, theft and deception, problems aplenty, yes, yes, yes. But behold, no word shall be impossible with God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.